You're listening to the show about japes and capers and rainbow moonwalking. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Denise, and I play Gwen.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwag. And each of my javelins is like my precious child.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
That intrigued me to the point where I checked out. So I apologize. I'm back.
Oh, it's okay.
She's back, you guys. She's back. We're back. Here we go.
Yes.
We have a hard out.
Guess who's back?
Back
we have
again.
A hard out. That's right.
Yep. We have a hard out. So let's have a hard in.
Oh my.
Oh my goodness.
I wish I wrote that. I didn't. I
mean, oh, really?
I guess I just did. You saw me write it right now.
Yeah. What do you? I thought you were saying you wish you came up with it and some other person had come up with it.
No,
but
I
you
just,
came up with it. So I guess what do you mean? What did you have to write? What's left?
What
do you mean you wish you wrote that?
I don't know.
You needed to write down as in your official joke book.
I had to craft that.
It has to be in this
little
nook.
I had to hone it.
This was perfect. It was very funny.
All right. Great.
Good job.
Thanks.
No honing needed.
Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
Okay.
Hey, I didn't. Good leveling.
I know. Isn't that amazing?
The group set off into the woods in search of a few items for the umlaut's summer stew. They came to a clearing full of four-leaf clovers, but each and every clover seemed to magically lose a leaf when picked. A figure appeared on the other side of the meadow and disappeared into the woods, enticing the group to give chase. It wasn't long before Gwen almost plummeted into a hidden pit, which proved to have an intermittently bouncy bottom.
Yeah.
I underlined the phrase intermittently bouncy bottom after I wrote it.
That's
it just
pretty
appealed
good.
To me.
Yeah.
You're proud of it.
I wrote that, guys.
Yay, we did. Wait, I don't know. Does it need more honing? No honing!
Next, on their mad dash through the trees, following the clover-filled footprints of the creature, they made short work of a very sticky treasure chest, and then chased the figure into a tree and up about 60 feet into the air above. Finally, a massive rainbow was spotted in the distance, and the trickster disappeared up and over the arc. Up the rainbow the party went, walking backwards, as that was the only way to traverse the beam of light without falling through. Upon reaching the apex, the height of which was very clearly and specifically defined, the path became a fun, colorful slide, and Rafina, Gwen, Will, Bathwack, and Mo shot downwards towards the trees and a dark black circle below.
A dark black circle? I forgot.
Wait,
that.
A dark black circle?
I thought we were just falling into gold.
No, it was a black ring filled with a gold subs.
Yeah, it's a pot of gold. Duh!
Is it?
Duh!
I was like, wait a second, we're just falling into a pit? Like, I did not hear that last time. I did not picture that when I was thinking about it. Oh, man.
I couldn't remember if I revealed what was in
a gold
circle.
It's just full of pee.
Gold
it's a pot of pee. It's the leprechaun's pot of pee. It's not a leprechaun. It's just a crazy old man that lives in the woods and pees into a pot. Uh-huh. And then we've been
golden shower.
Oh, God, no.
Wait, wasn't it a girl?
Didn't, oh, it was. You're right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I bet you Denise knows her name.
Make sure I remember that.
Oh, let's
it's
see.
Denise. Her name is Denise.
Mimic.
No, not because it's like relevant to Denise, just because Denise writes stuff down.
Ferrella.
Oh, you wrote stuff down too.
Ferrero
Nutella.
Rocher.
Ferrero
yeah,
Rocher.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Ferrella. Yeah.
Hey, Nutella. I think we should definitely call her Nutella.
I can't name anybody anything ever.
Hey, it's okay.
Her name is Fran.
Fran. Fran.
No, we'd still make fun
Flan.
Of her.
Flan.
Yeah, don't worry. It's okay.
There's no hope. Don't even try.
Okay. Bye.
Hope is dead.
Bye.
Hope is dead. Oh, my. This is getting
just kidding.
Heavy.
Just kidding.
And
hope
KT
is still there.
KT is sporting their new Christmas, early Christmas gift of their pop filter.
Yay, because I didn't have one. And when I started editing
pop.
With these microphones,
pop.
It's been very
pop.
I heard pop.
I heard pot. I was so confused.
Pot filter.
I'm just smoking a doobie right here.
Woo! But we can't tell because of the filter.
Yeah. Exactly. That's the point. Keep you guys uninebriated.
It's amazing.
All right.
So do you want all of our reactions as we go down the slide?
Sounds great.
No!
There's the spectrum. Everybody else is somewhere in the middle.
Bathwack is totally silent the whole time.
Except for his armor.
He crossed his arms and he's holding onto his shoulders.
Yeah.
Like a pencil dive.
Uh-huh, yeah. He's following
the
safety protocols.
Of...
He's seen that Action Park documentary.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. He follows the protocols of all the water slides very well. Yeah. And Gwen is inventing Skittles in her mind as she slides. So,
oh my lord. Man. Of course. That is definitely what's happening.
I'm tasting the rainbow as I go down. And like, oh my god.
Nice.
I wish I had something candy-coated rich. I know!
That's what Rafina's saying to Gwen. And that's how it all happens. That's where it started, guys.
That's where it started.
Do I have time to cast a spell?
Yeah.
And I think we determined last time
that... Do you have the presence of mind to cast a spell?
Well, you can make me roll for that. I think Will is hyper vigilant, so that's part of the thing. Like, okay.
How long's the fall?
Not very long.
20 seconds.
5.8 seconds.
Damn it!
Actually, that's probably pretty close.
Wow, so I can't cast fly.
Before what?
Before we all die right now? Probably.
You might be into the ring by the time.
How long
does
it take you to cast fly?
6 seconds.
Yeah, just like a regular spell.
No, it does. Exactly. That's why I said 5.8.
I know, but the funny thing is that's about how long it would take you to fall 400 feet.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's free fall.
I guess that's probably true.
Now, are we being buffeted by the rainbow slide? I mean,
it's not
fall,
a straight.
Right?
No, it's a slide. Have you been on a slide? What playgrounds do you take your kids to?
Just drop them off a cliff.
Have fun on a slide, kid.
Let's go to the playground, guys. Shove.
Hey, Mom, this is the roof of the house. You're turning off the roof again.
We go to a lemming playground.
A lemming playground. Oh, my gosh. Oh,
but
yay.
Right before they go off, you click on each of your kids and give an umbrella, and they float down.
It's so precious, guys, when that happens. Very cute. Okay, so we fell. Now what?
Yeah, like, if I'm allowed to cast fly, then I want to cast fly.
You can
fly.
Start casting the spell, yeah. As to when you finish casting
I'm
the spell.
I'm so worried that this guy is... Well... I don't understand. Are you trying to trick me into using my spell now?
Are you saying that probably by the time you finish casting it.
All right. Thanks for being the nicest DM. I guess I won't waste my spell is what you're saying.
The speed at which you're going down the slide, you don't think you're at risk of like breaking your ankles. By the time you finish casting it, you'll probably be in contact with the golden substance.
Right.
Your golden shower will have commenced.
Actually, probably it's more like a bath.
You don't know what kind of water features there are down there.
That's true. Okay.
All right, you're falling. You have to decide right now.
I cast fly.
Okay, just on yourself?
I cast it on... Well, where is everybody? Are they within range or whatever?
Oh, I guess it's touch.
Yeah, like that's the thing. I don't know if I could... I would try to...
Names, Will Pompeian.
That would actually be tough.
Yeah. Time to touch touches.
Bathwack went first,
so
right?
Good.
You were like very much last.
Yeah, I was very last.
And you were kind of behind.
Ah, good.
Yeah.
All hard decision averted.
I take out my grease, I lube up my body, and I squirt down the slide faster so I can touch Bathwack. How is that? Does that sound good?
All right, you catch up to him as you hit the golden substance.
Ew.
You did squirt.
I really did. I don't know why that's the word that came to my
lube and squirt. Yeah.
Squirt.
Lube and chode.
What's wrong with
don't
me?
They sell those at 7-Eleven, the lube and squirt?
I don't know. Some 7-Elevens, maybe.
Did you hear what Eric said?
No, what did he say?
Did he say?
Did you hear what? You guys missed it. Oh, he said Lubin showed.
Oh my god. Oh, jeez, Louise.
Hashtag Cuban showed. Trend it.
Yes.
Trend it, guys.
It better get there.
Trend it.
It better get there. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
You said I can't reach anybody, so I guess I just cast it on myself.
Okay, cool. All right, so you're casting Fly.
Yeah, and I'm wasting a spell.
Do you have, like, your cool descriptions of that spell?
Oh, shoot.
Just because I never remember to ask you. Actually, and you're casting a sorcerer spell. Wild Magic Surge! I remembered! Now, how does it work? I don't remember. I roll a die or you roll a die?
I think you have me roll a die. But is that actually how it works? Oh, God, you guys, we're not playing
yes.
this
yep,
game.
Yep, I have you roll a d20.
Okay.
Roll a d20.
Okay.
So do it. I'm having you do it.
Do it. Do it.
How do I do it?
Do it. Do
it. D20.
Bam.
Did it work?
Yeah, you did. You rolled a 17. It's not a 1. Continue.
Oh, it just is only a 1? That's never going to happen. The likelihood of that is insane. All right.
But remember.
You're not me.
You can always use the Tides of Chaos to gain advantage on a roll.
Oh,
and if you do that, then I at any point can just make you roll on the Wild Surge magic table.
You've had me do that. You have one of those, by the way.
I do?
Yes, because of a time that the same thing happened.
Was it during this day? Probably not.
No.
So then no, I don't.
All right, you poor guy.
You can only use it once per long rest.
Okay.
That wild tides of chaos.
Yes.
Anyway.
Okay. So, I'm flying.
Okay. Well, as you finish casting the spell, you're all hurtling down through this black ring.
Yeah.
And it feels like the rainbow actually kind of slows you down because you like kind of like gently coast down.
Oh, wow.
And then you land sort of feet first in this. Yeah, it does seem like you're in this big black container of some type. As you get close, you can see sort of the walls curve down around the outside, and yeah, it looks like you're landing in a container full of gold coins.
Oh my.
But these coins are very large. They are to the scale of this. Imagine that this ring that you're falling into is a normal size, let's say, cauldron or pot. filling a normal size pot.
Also, when I fill my cauldron every day, I can picture. Right. Okay, all right, I got it.
Right, but instead of filling it with your water for your morning bath, you're filling it with coins.
I wish I took a bath in a cauldron every day. That's amazing.
No, you heat it in the cauldron on the fire.
Oh,
and then
I thought
you
were being whimsical.
Normal size. That's the whole point. I'm trying to give you a sense of scale.
All right, normal size cauldron.
Yep.
Are we talking like a cauldron from Michael's or a... Oh, no, Eric's looking at me.
It's like a venti, a Starbucks venti.
Oh, okay. I have never been to Starbucks in my life.
Not a Trenta?
I don't know. Which one can you bathe in?
A Trenta.
Yeah.
So picture...
Okay.
Like, feeling like... A quarter of your normal size cauldron with coins.
Oh, a quarter of it. Oh, okay.
Okay. Picture that.
Okay.
And then grow it all very large. The coins grow with the size of the cauldron.
Right. We're the giant cauldron. Or we're tiny. Or something.
Oh. So, well, did we drink?
Rufina, is this what you feel like all the time in the real world?
I feel minuscule. What's happening?
Ah, this is both like a really cool dream, like a good dream, and also a really bad nightmare. Giant gold everywhere. How do I feel about this?
Is this giant gold? Yeah, are we
small? Very lucky.
I tried to lift one.
Wait, did we land on the coin?
Yeah, you're standing on the coin.
We landed already, right?
Mm-hmm. And yes, Rufina, they're very heavy.
Is this where our heavy money went to die? Is it like a graveyard for it?
Was your heavy money this big?
Does it have huge pictures of Strahd on it?
No, it has huge pictures of monkeys on it.
Ooh.
Or a monkey.
Is it made out of chocolate? What does it smell like?
Bite it.
No, you bite it.
Okay. Nope, it's not made of chocolate. Ow.
Bummer.
Ow. Is Ferella around?
Yeah. So you look around. You don't see Ferella, but then you hear... And standing off at the far side of the cauldron away from where you landed, sort of pops into view Ferella herself, dressed in green, with a jaunty look on her face, bright red long hair.
Is she wearing a dress or like a pants?
A full suit.
Okay.
A green suit.
Interesting.
Does she look like she's our size or does she look bigger than us now?
She seems similar size to you as when you were chasing her through the woods. She's small.
All right.
And she says, welcome!
Like you're welcome or welcome to my giant coin pile?
Is this your house or your treasure or what is this?
Let's call it my lair.
Oh.
Uh-oh. That sounds
okay.
Sinister.
You don't like that word?
It's pretty cool.
My den? My domicile? What words do you like that aren't lair? What's wrong with lair?
Are we stuck here?
Stuck here? Oh, I don't know. Try to leave.
I don't see a door.
I guess then you're stuck.
Does anyone else see a door?
I look up. Is it like the sky above us or?
You see the round opening. It's got it. I don't know if it's like a trick of the light, but it looks like the rainbow's like over top of it. Like you can see
well,
like the rainbow patterns.
Okay, well, I fly up there like right away and see if I can escape.
You bang into the rainbow.
Oh!
I got smashed by a rainbow.
A fruit flavor.
Oh! Will is doing this. This is definitely
I know,
Will.
So is she.
His face is so angry.
What would you... this is a funny game. Ha ha. What would you like for us to leave? What would you like? Like, what in exchange do you need to free us?
I don't know. This is just fun, isn't it?
We've
been having
hilarious.
Fun in the woods.
It kind of is. I mean, geez, to think that like a week ago I was just... slogging away making candy every day and now I'm like chasing rainbows and sliding down them and now there's big giant gold coins. I could have paid my rent with these.
Probably.
No.
I like gold.
No.
Where do you sleep? This you just hang out in here?
Oh, I don't sleep. Do you sleep?
No.
Not anymore. I used to.
Familiar. So you never slept?
No. Never slept.
Well, you also just came into creation, you said, like 2 weeks ago or something like
that. 2 weeks ago? No, I'm much older than that. 8 months ago.
8 months ago.
Give or take a month.
Didn't look at my notes.
So have you reached adulthood in your creature's life cycle, or are you still like pupil? Pupil. Pupae.
Pupil.
Are you a pupa?
Pupil chode.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I just am.
And you don't know anyone else like you, huh?
I don't know many people at all. I like
well,
there is something
now?
Different, guys. She doesn't eat, but we eat, right? We still eat, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we just had lunch.
Will says yes.
Sometime. Mood permitting.
Yes, I've been thinking about this eating thing. You're right. That's a good point to bring that up. It's one of the reasons why I wanted to bring you here.
Yeah, let's not talk about eating right now, you guys. You know what I'm saying? We don't know what she eats.
I don't know either.
Yeah, how about the gold? Looks delicious. That's what I eat in my town.
No, we eat candy. I can give you more candy.
That's true, too.
I don't know. That's what you eat. I don't want to eat what you eat.
Oh.
I'm different than you.
Are you?
I am. Don't you think?
Well, I mean, everybody's different.
Really? You all seem the same.
You're humanoidy, right? You're humanoidy.
Their teeth aren't as sharp as mine.
That's true.
Okay. Yeah, and some other differences.
Yeah,
Will says.
The little one and the grumpy one don't have claws as long as mine.
I haven't taken off my socks. You don't know that.
Okay, fair enough. No.
Oh, God. So many things are revealed so when she takes off her socks. All the wrong things.
But don't worry, I never will.
That's the very end of the very last episode of Full Focus. Rafina takes her socks off and...
Yep.
It deflates, yeah.
Oh, that was supposed to be static. Sorry.
Oh. I thought it was toxic gas.
It's up to you. It's your imagination. It's, yeah. It's the top at the end of
it's
Inception.
It's a great ending. Yeah, it's an Inception ending. Yep. All right. Yeah, well.
Well, you seem very similar to me.
Yeah.
I mean, to each other. Different from me is what I mean to say.
How are we so different? Now Will's worried that she's going to be eating us, so how are we so different?
Well, I mean... I don't suppose you all have been existing for only 8 months in one form. I don't think you can do all the things that I can do.
Oh, we can do a lot of stuff.
Oh, that's nice. I mean, do you like to make trouble like I do? Are you as lucky as I am?
Oh.
I'm lucky.
I'm trouble, probably.
Well, plus you all smell the same.
Smell the what? Same?
Yes.
Oh, what do
That's
we smell
impossible.
Like?
I don't know what you smell like, but it's a smell. You all smell the same.
Oh.
Hmm. Yeah, is it different than good anything. Smell?
I don't know.
Does it smell like lunch?
I wouldn't want to say one way or the other.
Yeah, I know. That's
I
what
don't
I'm
know. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
No, we're not lunch.
I mean, what time is it? I don't know if it's quite lunchtime yet.
Right, and there is only one meal a day. Just that's the established... situation. So, and that's far away. It's many hours away. So I'm sure.
I mean, it would occur to me that the time is an illusion and lunchtime doubly so. No, but I've never smelled anything quite like you. There's other creatures and things in these woods and they smell like this world, but you all smell different.
Oh no.
Wait, really? Cause I'm from this world.
I don't know. I don't know where you're from, but I was told to describe what was different about you that was different from me.
Right, but you're new to this world, so if we don't smell like this world, we're newer than you. How about that?
Okay.
So we're all new, is what I'm saying. So we're similar.
Okay.
You don't want to eat someone so similar to you. That's cannibalism.
Oh, you think I should? You think I should eat you?
You were implying that.
I never said that.
Oh, yes, you were. You said
we get stuck in things' throats anyway.
We get stuck in things' throats? What?
We get stuck in your throat, yes.
Oh, what things' throats have you gotten stuck in? Have other things tried to eat you?
Giant toad.
Okay.
This guy's been inside a toad. You don't want to eat him.
And a gelatinous cube.
Oh.
Yeah, that's true.
Interesting.
Yeah, so basically what I'm saying is if you want to eat any of us, it's him, because he's definitely the tastiest.
Well, he's the one that gets stuck in throats, though. How many throats have you been stuck in?
I've choked many an individual, is all I'll say.
What's the last one?
I'm not at liberty to say. That's historical information.
Roll of deception.
Historical? It's historical. That's private information.
Yeah, Will. Whose throat did you choke, Will?
What did you say?
Gwen's
deception.
Really curious now.
Babe, I can't hear you because I have to take this off. I'm trying to listen to them and you. I can't. It's hard. Because I
can't do it.
I can't do it. 14 deception.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Wait, but I'm saying that I choked people as in I killed them. You know that... Am I right? I'm rolling deception because you... I guess it's still alive, but I'm. He was trying. He was trying to not lie.
Well,
he was saying I've choked.
Pharrella just rolled something.
Oh no.
A natural one.
And Gwen's very curious about this whole Will choking people.
Yeah, actually, Rafina is too.
Oh yay!
So it's a privacy concern that you're not able to disclose who
you
choked.
I mean, what kind of forest creature are you? Do you work for somebody who's one of my rivals? You know what I'm saying? That's why I can't say.
Why are you calling me a forest creature? What do I have to do with a forest?
I don't know. You were talking about the forest and you live in a forest.
I mean, we're all in a forest right now.
Right. But you seem to be just hanging out in the forest.
I just where I am.
Right. So
I don't identify with the forest as part of my being or my personality.
I didn't say that. I said you lived here.
Okay.
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 Good.
Are you a forest creature?
No.
What kind of creature are you?
I am a city creature.
A city creature? What kind of creature are you? Looking at Bathwack.
Hello?
Uh-oh.
What happened?
What do you mean?
What?
Did you lose us?
You guys all froze. It's weird.
Hmm.
It was just me, huh?
did anyone hear us?
That'd be amazing.
That's incredible. Yeah.
All right, Optimum, I have something I need you guys to do for me.
And I'm on my ethernet, too.
Did we freeze for everybody?
Just me. No.
I don't think so.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Anyway, what kind of creature are you? She says, looking at Bathwack.
Probably a bit of a different creature than Will. I guess I'm not a city creature.
So you're a forest creature.
He's a cliff creature.
Sure. I get along in forests.
Hmm.
What kind of creature are you? Says looking at Mo. Oh, I underground? But I also be in forest. I do hunt in forest. I like river. Okay, that's fine. What kind of creature are you? Looking at Gwen.
Oh, well, I mean, I don't identify as a creature. I am certainly a strong female dragonborn.
What kind of strong female dragonborn creature are you? Are you a forest strong female dragonborn creature? Are you a city strong female dragonborn creature? Are you a cliff strong female dragonborn creature?
I am a celestial strong female dragonborn creature.
Whoa,
this one lives in the stars, in the skies, in the space with the planets.
Whoa,
moon.
Surprise.
I've never been there.
I don't live in space. I'm here.
So
you live in the forest.
You're a forest strong female dragonborn creature.
This poor person is going to be very confused.
Technically, right now, at this very second, I am in the forest, so I could be considered a strong female dragonborn forest dweller.
Okay, well, I am also in the forest, and I would like to be considered to never be a forest creature, whether I'm in one or not. Okay, I just want to say that out loud since she just said that.
Are you any other of those parts? Are you a strong female dragonborn? What was that last word you said? Not creature.
Celestial.
You don't like that one. No, not that one.
Dweller.
Dweller.
Am I any of those things? I don't know. I don't think so.
I'm just trying to learn all about you, weird smelling people. What kind of creature are you? She says, looking at Rafina.
I am a full-bodied halfling, and I'm from the cosmos, and I'm made of the cosmos. How about you?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I'm a forest creature. I think that's how this all started. But anyway, so like I said, y'all smell weird.
Yeah.
And I have been intrigued about this idea of eating, so I would like to eat at least one of you.
Oh, this is hilarious.
Hang on. Gwen, do you have any more nose puffies? Maybe that will help the smelling problem.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's not a problem.
And make
just
one of us more palatable.
No. It will make the nose puffies more palatable.
Yeah, here, put these up your nose.
Why?
It'll make us smell better.
Oh, I'll try it. And,
Unbeknownst to you, it's fatal.
They're just large spikes. She just shoved each of one up her nose.
It's a COVID test. No!
Are you sure this is what I'm supposed to be doing? So she pops them up her nose. No, I still smell you.
Oh.
Which would anybody like to volunteer to be eaten first? I'll probably end up eating all of you.
I mean,
it's very forward of you.
Yeah.
Well, I'm curious. I mean, I think it'd be funny, all of you watching me eat one of you.
Well, for one thing, we kind of like most of each other, so we don't want anyone to get eaten. And also, we might not taste very good, And also, it will hurt when you eat one of us. It will cause pain.
But maybe.
That's not funny.
Would you rather go see you? Go see a movie first?
I don't know what that is. I think it's interesting you think that people that get hurt isn't funny. I think it's pretty funny. Oh, don't you?
Oh, fun.
But I mean, you don't have to pick somebody else. I mean, if you want to save your friends from the pain, you can pick yourself, I suppose. Be a little odd, not very self-serving, but...
How do you plan on eating us?
With ease. And she opens her mouth and there's this big, wide maw of sharp teeth, even sharper than Gwen's.
Ah! Like it's like her head opens up?
Kind of, a little bit.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Oh dear.
All right. This is ridiculous.
Oh, okay.
We gotta get out of here. After we kill this thing,
I thought
I guess.
Said you were stuck.
We're not stuck. You don't even know us. We're so powerful. You think you're all powerful? One little creature? Look at these people. They're terrifying.
I don't know if that I'm powerful. I think I'm lucky.
So am I. So fuck you.
She said she is too.
Yeah.
Maybe I should eat one of the others. Or maybe eat you first.
Gross. Listen, you're a baby to this world. You need to learn some manners, and that is to not eat one's own,
guests?
Species?
Oh.
We're probably not the same species. And guests. I mean, Rafina's right. Guests, for sure.
Don't need a fellow city creature.
Is it the same phylum or class?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Something like that. Yeah, or, come on.
You'd hope there'd be somewhere along the line.
Yeah.
A commonality.
Oh, man. Bathwack, what are you doing? Bathwack's going to cast Shield of Faith.
Okay.
And then say, why don't you eat me?
Eat me!
Eat me!
Nice.
And she says, okay! And then she rears back and she leaps at Rafina. And I need everybody to roll initiative.
Oh, no!
Dagnabbit!
Initiative.
Crap, man. I really wanted to do something else, but anyway.
Well, it was pretty. That's the best line ever. I mean, come on. Why don't you eat me?
No, I was. Anyway, I should say it because my original thought was I was going to cast Compelled Duel and force her to attack me.
Ooh.
But the problem is that I'm a little bit worried because I only have half as many hit points as the rest of you. So I wanted to have some kind of protection first.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So just out of curiosity, since we're in these gold coins and Gwen's a gold dragonborn, do I have some sort of camouflage or advantage in the gold coins?
Ooh, that's a cool idea.
Perhaps. Yeah, I could see that being relevant here. Also, I need, if you guys see that there's a little map there, you need to position yourself somewhere on the bottom half
of
this.
Bottom half, okay.
I think I'm positioned just fine.
I don't see
Well, yeah, where is the leprechaun?
Lady.
Can we see?
Yeah. Okay.
Are we in Canada?
Do you see there's a troll doll? The leprechaun is a troll doll.
I'm loving awesome. That the gold coins say Canada.
Is that what they say? Oh my god, they do! Canada!
Maybe they do.
There's also like a Chinese
That's
symbol
awesome.
On them. Very weird.
Wow. Yeah, I know. That is weird. What are those? What is the image you used for that?
Oh, I don't know. I searched gold coin monkey, I think.
Oh.
Well, so you it's found one.
Canadian.
I don't know.
I'm going to look it up later once okay. I forget to look it up.
Hey, you didn't roll the highest, Abby.
I rolled the lowest initiative. That sucks. Well, Gwen's going to get to go first.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Abby rolled a 13. I rolled a 10. Gwen rolled a 21. I like how I switch everyone's names. Like sometimes I call somebody their character name and sometimes I call them their real name. Makes no sense. Denise rolled a 21 and Alex rolled an 8.
Yeah.
Just for posterity's sake.
Okay. So... Bathwack commanded someone to eat him after casting Shield of Faith. And she reared back and leaped, but not at Bathwack, at Rafina. So yeah. There's this creature. Let's call her a leprechaun for fun's sake. rushing across the pot I will note that with these gold coins on the floor, pretty much this entire thing is difficult terrain.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah, we're like jumping from quick, because there's big gaps there, man. Mm-hmm. That's weird.
So how long does it take? How many steps can we go then?
So it's double your, it takes two squares to enter a square as opposed to just the one. So basically
it just
half.
It. Gotcha. Yeah.
But yeah.
Each one is how big?
These are 5 foot hex or 5 foot squares.
5 feet. Yeah. So you can basically move three of them
with your normal.
Normal.
Rafina two, because she's got lower speed with her
but
tiny
I've
legs.
But I've cast fly, so I can move normally.
We know
right?
You've cast
fly. I just
fly.
Want to make sure.
If you're flying, then yeah. Okay.
And only on yourself.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, says bad
I always forget that it's touch range touch. It's so weird to me. It seems like it should be like fly far away. It's like right next to me, fly.
Yep. And so Will will never cast it on anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would love to be like Oprah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You get a fly, and you get a fly.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Gwen, you see Bathwack this. Magic radiator around. How does Shield of Faith work? Is it a big?
You just said a magic radiator. I hope it's a magic radiator.
Radiate.
No, magic radiator.
It's not
just,
Rafina,
it's
guys.
It's a giant radiator, and it just orbits me. Like,
wow, yeah. We can all feel the warmth.
It gets in your way most of the time. Did you cast it on yourself?
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. So yeah, you see this radiator around Bathwack. And nobody else.
We're all like, what's that?
Rafina gets it.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the only one. Bathwack's like, what the hell is this?
And then, it looks like this figure is rushing towards Rafina as best you can tell. But Gwen, you're quick to react. So you feel free. Tell us what you're doing.
Okay. So Gwen's like, she's like, wait a second. You were kind of fun, and I thought we could have a good time with you and share some laughs and joke around. This is not cool. So I'm sorry, but I have to do this. And
you call
so
the police.
What's your emergency?
These kids next door, they're very loud. I warned them multiple times. We talked about what kind of creatures we were.
you're gonna smell gummy bears, and she's gonna cast Eldritch Blast.
Okay, nice. Got it. Are you gonna focus all of your blasts on Forella, or are you gonna target anybody else in your party with them?
I'm gonna target one on Will, and then they're all gonna be on Forella.
Yeah, I would understand.
Okay, so there's one.
It. Shout it out
two,
loud.
Okay, there's a 15. A 17 and a 15.
Okay, one of those hits.
Oh, mother trucker. Okay, so that hit for 5.
Okay, 5 damage.
Wow, awesome. this is a little different than the 79 damage my rogue does.
Whoa.
Yes, it is.
Jiminy.
So yeah, these Eldritch blasts fly at her, and they're pretty much on target, but like as she's like running, they like shoot like under her arm and like through her legs. One does catch her a bit in the shoulder. Ow! She says.
Hmm. Lucky jerk.
Just an ow.
And then it is Mo's turn, and Mo is going to say, "You eat nobody here. Everybody tastes bad, I tell you." Aww. And he starts running at the leprechaun. He's gonna go here and ready an action. It's a stabbing action, just as a spoiler alert for everybody.
Oh wow! Stabby, stabby. No way.
So now Rafina, there's this. Leprechaun creature with this maw of huge sharp teeth starting to run at you. Mo has positioned himself in between the two of you. What are you doing?
Can I see the leprechaun past Mo?
Definitely.
Okay, good. I'm going to evoke Sacred Flame.
The most sacred of flames. Okay. So let's see. That's a dex saving throw. What is your spell save DC?
16.
So let's see here. All right, so Forella with her bonus does save against your sacred flame. It doesn't look like she even moves out of the way. The flames just kind of like strike down all around her, like right next to her foot, right over her head. But she does take no damage from your sacred flame, Rafina. I'm sorry. Is there anything else that Rafina is doing?
Oh, I think she's frozen.
Oh.
Yeah, she was frozen. Hi.
She's back.
It was weird. I think I know what happened.
Okay.
I touched the cord. When I touch the cord, everything freezes.
Oh. No touchies.
And no touchies. I was trying to figure out why my computer's only at 5% because it's charging.
It's because it wasn't charging.
No, it is charging. The lightning bolt is charging, but the number's going down instead of up.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
So, I don't know what that means, guys, but you're far.
Your spell does no damage. Whose turn is it?
Please. No, we got to play really fast.
Keep on there.
Is there anything else you would like to do on your turn, Rafina, seeing that your flames are less sacred than you had hoped?
I'm tempted to not move any closer, so yeah, I'm going to stay where I am.
Okay. So, William Pompeian.
Oh, crap.
You found yourself in a giant pot of gold in the middle of a forest, of all places. I don't know which part is worse. But so far, most of your companions' efforts to harm this creature have failed, and she seems to be unimpeded as she begins to rush towards your little halfling friend. What are you doing?
Okay.
Scoop me up.
Yeah,
scoop
I can. So I think, because I'm flying. What are these, 5 or 10, you said?
Five.
Five.
What's your fly speed? 40, I think.
20, 25. Yeah, I can definitely pick her up and then maybe fly up.
Okay.
Let me just look at the... I just want to look at the distance. I thought it was like 60, but you're probably right. Yeah, 60
oh,
feet.
Wow. That's fast.
So I'm going to go... I'm going to grab myself. Grab my icon. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I can pick her up.
Yep.
And then I'm going to... If the thing is running this on a trajectory, like through Bathwack, I guess,
well,
I'm
going to... That's Mo, but yeah.
Oh, that's Mo. Oh, shoot. Sorry.
Different green lizard creature.
but like kind of through Mo. Okay. So I'm going to just take Rafina and fly and up and back towards the direction I went. So that was how, that was 35?
Or? I wasn't counting you.
Oh,
were.
Crap. It was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. That was right. So 30. Okay. So then.
Half.
Yeah. So going back basically over here.
Yeah. Okay, cool. How high up are you guys?
Yeah, I know. That's the weird, because like the diagonal doesn't count. So spatially, it should kind of count high up. Not high, high, but like so that if we fall, it's not going to kill Rafina because she's old. Sorry, Rafina!
It's probably like about 30 feet up to the actual roof.
I'm not
going
to fly up to the roof. No, I'm just trying to... I don't know if this leprechaun can fly or anything. So if I grab Rafina and get her off the ground, I'm thinking maybe she'll at least be out of the reach of the...
Okay.
Yeah.
So how high up is what I'm asking?
I don't know.
10 feet? 20 feet?
12
25 feet. 12 feet. Got it. Okay.
12.75 feet.
Okay. So, Bathwack, Will has zoomed behind you and lifted Rafina off her feet, hopefully keeping her out of danger. You still have this radiator radiating around you. What are you doing?
So Rafina's in the air.
Yep.
And, so as a bonus action, I'm going to cast Sanctuary and ward Rafina.
Okay. Everyone's so nice to me.
And then to my bitter end, I will cast Command.
Okay.
Eat me.
Exactly. Eat me. It was either that or fuck off. I couldn't figure out which one. There's nowhere to go in this cauldron. So
Yeah.
And who knows how literal she'll take that.
Goodness.
Okay. And you do like the DX like crotch chop to your
oh, wait, crap. It's not one word, right? I can only say one word.
That's true. You know what, guys?
It's true.
I'll allow it.
Eat me.
Yeah. You discover it's the one two-word phrase you can use with the command spell. This is the only exception. This is the one you get.
You should write that down because that could be pretty powerful. Put it on your sheet. You could like put poison on yourself and then tell someone to eat you and then you can poison anybody.
Will's writing it down.
I'm writing it down, Bethlehem. I didn't realize. Eat me.
Yeah, it's okay. That's good. That's good, Will. The next time I use it, it'll be eat Will. We'll see if the DM likes that.
All right.
Oh my God.
So that's a wisdom saving throw. What's your DC?
It just says it's DC 16.
Okay. Ooh, a 3 plus her bonus. She fails, so she is commanded to eat you. You see her head snap over to you, and she snaps her jaws. You can all hear the gnashing teeth.
That's so creepy.
Drool starts dripping out, and she's turned her attention towards you.
This is creepy.
Yeah.
That was...
Are you going to run, like, into her mouth?
No, I'm going to run away. No, I'm just kidding. I can... How am I going to move? That's a good question. Where is Rafina? You picked Rafina up. Okay. I'm going to move myself between... I'm just going to move over here so that I'm near Gwen and Mo. Because she's going to come this way, so...
You would assume.
Yeah, maybe this will give Mo a chance to... an attack of opportunity. Actually, yeah, wait, hold on. Can move 3. I'm going to step behind Gwen.
Wow. Okay.
Sorry, Gwen.
Eat me.
Nope.
You just hunch down. Yeah. Or no, you run behind Gwen first and then you do like a ventriloquism thing.
Eat me. Eat me.
All right. Okay. And let's see what happens with Ferella because it is her turn. Like I said, her head snaps towards you, Bathwack, and she dashes towards you. So as soon as she gets into reach of Mo, he's going to make his readied attack, which was to stab a lot. He gets 2 attacks, actually. So that one misses, and that one misses. And then as she leaves his threatened space, which she will do as she is... Looks like she is like skipping over the tops of these coins. She does not seem to be as encumbered as all of you are. He gets to make an attack of opportunity against her. That one does hit. And he does 10 piercing damage. But she does not even seem to notice. As she comes flying. And she... just runs around you, Gwen. She's like right next to you, Gwen, but she's completely ignoring you, and she's gonna lean back and then reach out and just try to just bite you, Bathwack.
Creepy.
That's pretty terrifying.
So, yeah.
I mean, I'm not scared.
All right, so that is, let's see here. That is a 20 to hit.
Yes, thank you, Shield of Faith. All right. It misses.
So her teeth... just...
She gets clocked in the head with a radiator.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say, it gets like lodged in her jaw. Thrashes around. She's not able to sink her teeth into you, Bathwack. And she goes, ah!
Oh my goodness.
And wipe out.
It is...
Wipe out.
So, Gwen, you see this creature rush at you terrifyingly and just sort of hop nimbly around you, and they're lashing out with their teeth towards Bathwack behind you, seemingly paying you no mind, and it is your turn.
So, does she seem like this, like, she's some kind of creature with, like, a big mouth? Like, does she seem, like, possessed, or...
You could roll some sort of check if you would like to assess something like that.
I would.
Okay. What kind of check?
Would that be my action, though?
No.
Okay.
What game do you think you're playing?
Okay. I just want to be sure.
So, what kind of check do you want to roll? Like a... Like magical possession or like...
Yeah.
Demonic possession or...
Yeah, so, something like magic, or so, yeah, some magic.
I'm just trying to think, like arcana or religion.
Yeah, well, yeah, they're both okay. I'll do an arcana check.
Okay.
Or no, I like religion. That actually makes more sense.
Okay.
Zach Baggins would like that.
Yeah, he would. He would love it. All right, 16. I mean, you don't see. It's not like you don't really notice anything. Like, she doesn't seem to be like acting like a puppet, and she's not like. Nothing like odd changed about her. When she revealed her teeth, it didn't seem, it was kind of weird, but it seemed, as far as you can tell, just like physiologically appropriate, as much as you could say that about what I described. So yeah. You don't see any evidence that she is currently being possessed.
Okay. Then I am going to cast Toll the Dead.
Okay.
Wait, how do I make it
Toll
go?
Toll the Dead? Ooh.
Yeah, here you go.
Toll the Dead.
Okay, I point at one creature I can see within range, and the sound of Dolorous Bell fills the air around it for a moment. The target must succeed on a wisdom saving throw or take 1d8 necrotic damage. If the target is missing any hit points, it instead takes 1d12 necrotic damage. Oof.
But wait, at higher levels.
Oh yeah, more. I'm 11th, so it would be 3d8
or 3d12.
Yeah.
All right, and you think she probably is missing
hit
points.
That's a lot of damage.
Mm-hmm. So who wants Can Denise? Do you want to make the sound of a dolorous bell?
Well, you see, but here's the thing.
Oh.
Like, mm-hmm. Gwen's doesn't exactly go that way specifically. It's less the sound of a dolorous bell, because I can't say that very well, but it's more the smell of, like, roasted sugared pecan.
Mm. Yes. Oh.
Uh-oh. You broke Abby.
Oh!
I kicked my bell.
Don't touch. Oh. No touchy.
I shouldn't have moved. I have a bell to play. Can I play the bell?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. Rafina plays this while the smell wafts through the air.
But can I be back in 15 seconds?
Oh, yeah. You're getting the dolorous bell.
You got to go get the
bell. The one that you keep upstairs.
It's from Putinland.
Oh, this is the surprise.
Dolorous bell.
She was talking about this.
I also put a
earlier.
Creepy doom bell sound in the chat.
Watch this freaking spell do nothing. But yeah.
So it's a wisdom save. All right.
So yeah, we can just play like a finger cymbal sound if it doesn't work.
Ooh, that is a fail, definitely. All right. So you can go ahead and roll your damage. And yes, you in fact do get to roll 3d12.
Awesome.
Whoa!
That sounds
listeners,
great.
That's not a sound effect. What I mean, it is, that? But it's a...
That is a real bell.
Whoa, that's cool.
Now, imagine that in the smell of sugared candied pecans.
Yeah. What is that called?
It's a steel tongue drum.
A
otherwise,
steel tongue drum.
Ooh. Also known as a Rav Vast drum.
Whoa. I don't know what that is.
Vast means drum, right?
I don't know what vast means.
It means
I don't
big.
Know. Well, yes, it does.
Thank you.
That's awesome. That was the best. I'm so glad I did that spell now.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too. I've been dying to use my pecan sugared pecan bell. It's just what it is now. Thank you, Denise.
It's so cool.
It's my meditation.
Fun. And with that sound came 15 damage right to right to the dome of Forella. And she's looking around and wondering what's going on and why she's hurting. What did that? That's just a nice trick. And then Moses, I show you trick! And he comes running down, dagger raised, and he tries to stab her. And let's see if he succeeds. He does succeed. And this is his,
yes.
This is one of Mo's special actions. It's called stab, stab, stab. There she gets the stabber three times. Wow. It's on his character sheet, you guys. It's real.
It's canon.
So there we go. Oh, that's a very good roll, Mo.
Oh, wow. Great
job, Mo. High five.
3d8. Not right now while you're stabbing. He's got his other hand. He puts his other hand up.
That's like some slot machine stuff right there.
Oh, no, very nice.
Play that. Nailed it.
Nice.
All right. So that is 21 plus 4. So 25 damage. Stab, stab, stab.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Mo, you're a hero.
All right. We'll see if he recharges that action on his next turn. Hmm. But he seems very happy. He's grinning. So Rafina, this bell sounds out and something about it seems just a very vast sound that just fills this this cauldron.
And I'm holding her.
Yeah, and you're, yes.
And she's floating up.
Yeah,
in
you're
air.
Flying up in the sky, so you don't feel too at risk, and lots of stabbing and things are happening as well. So what are you doing, just suspended up in the air, being hugged by Will?
It's my turn, right? Right?
Yes.
It's actually my turn?
Yeah, that's why I'm asking.
So, Will, I know that you couldn't get past the rainbow, but it's still a rainbow, right? There's still sky up there, right?
I don't know. What did it seem like behind the rainbow?
Yeah.
Anything? Was it like visible through the rainbow? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You can still see it. I mean, yeah.
I mean, how high up is the rainbow? I need to know fast.
30 feet.
Damn it.
Well, from where we are, it would be more like 18 or so.
Mm-hmm. 17.6 or whatever feet.
Yeah.
So DM.
What?
Rainbows can't exist without clouds.
It's true.
Ooh.
I will admit that I thought about this possibility knowing that you like the spell, and I decided
and
ahead of time that it would absolutely work in this situation.
Yay!
Yes, I knew it. Okay, good. Rafina calls lightning.
Woo-woo!
Alrighty. Thunder booms.
Yes, I'm pointing.
Okay.
Yes, and obviously I'm pointing at the lady.
All right. So yeah, centered on her. Yeah.
Oh, do I have to actually roll?
Well, she and each creature within 5 feet of that point makes a dexterity saving throw.
Okay.
So I'm going to need Gwen and Bathwack and Mo to give me dexterity saving throws as bolt of lightning.
Don't die, guys.
Flashes down. I was going to ask if gold conducts electricity, but you guys aren't touching the ground, so it's a moot point. Also, I don't think it does.
We don't gold really know what it's conductor. Made out of.
Oh, okay. Maybe it is. All right. So Forella does save.
Dexterity saving throw?
Yep.
You guys really right. Within 5 feet of that point?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
That's, you're basically on top of her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is Rafina who's attacking me?
Mm-hmm. Right, no, I'm not checking. Attacking you.
We're going to be affected by the spell.
Yeah, that's right. It's just a little side effect.
Yeah, it's fine. So what's your 16,
a little bit
right?
of lightning never hurt anybody.
Yeah, I think you... So, Forella saves, you two fail, and Mo...
Oh, damn it.
Oh no.
Does he get electrocuted because the conductivity of the coins?
Well, all of them do.
Oh, did you already say that?
No.
Sorry.
Not because of the coins necessarily.
Yeah,
right?
they're within 5 feet
and
they failed their saves. So Rafina,
I have to say,
you need to...
it would have been way better to be bananished.
Yeah. Says Bathwack about himself. Yeah. As a certain amount of lightning damage flows through you, Rafina, I need you to give me a 3d10.
Okay.
A certain amount.
We're about to see how certain.
3d10 amount. Ouch.
You guys could have saved.
Well, yeah, losers. What's wrong with you?
Right. Sorry, I accidentally pressed a bookmark and rolled and went to a completely different page. So, hang on.
Rafina says, jump. Bathwick says, what?
Don't you give bonuses, though, Bathwack, to people
he
saves?
He does.
Oh, crap, I do give bonuses to saving throws.
So how much? It's fine. It would have happened. We can just do
it
the
is,
math.
It is actually quite significant.
Yes. Yeah? How significant?
Plus 7.
Whoa. Oh, holy moly.
Okay.
That could yes. change things.
Mo.
I'm going to stick
save
my bath
Mo?
Back.
No, yeah. that does not save Mo.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to be within 10 feet of me.
Yeah. So yeah,
Mo's not, get my... Oh yeah.
No, he is, but it's not enough. He only rolled a one. He rolled a one, and yeah. that is not enough with his bonus yeah. to beat your
plus
DC.
7 resistance bonus when you're asked to conduct electricity.
That's enough for both of you. So you guys, instead of taking 15, you take 8 damage. Forella also takes 8 because she just saved on her own. She didn't need your help. And Mo takes the full 15.
Poor
and
Mo.
Just for illustration, because yeah. it comes from the rainbow, it's a very sparkly rainbowy type of electrocuting lightning. So they enjoy it a little bit more.
Yeah, as they.
Oh yeah, man, that feels get, great.
Yeah. it's static electricity, really. Just a little zap, and they go, ooh!
Yeah, and then they take 8 damage.
My arm fell off.
How delightful.
Sorry, guys. Oh, I like the illustration.
Yeah,
oh, beautiful.
That is a magical rainbow.
You said it for those purposes.
Wait,
so.
Where is this?
On the map.
Yeah, oh,
he
wow.
He just drew some squiggly lightning bolts.
Oh, those are lightning bolts. They're not squiggles.
Sorry, Mo. Lightning bolty lightning bolts, yes.
Mo, I owe you one. Sorry.
It's okay. I'm fine.
Oh. No, you're not.
I stab her, you see?
I know. You're a hero, and I killed you. Terrible.
So, Will, you just
that's
saw...
That's the problem. He's holding too many metallic pointy things.
Yeah.
He's got, too like, all these stabs. Lightning rods.
Yeah, he held it up in like, triumph after he stab this blood slicked metal.
So oh my god, that's terrible. Okay.
So yeah, Will, you saw Rafina just try to murder everybody down there.
Yeah. I drop her. I'm like, well, you're no use to the party. Just kidding.
But what is Will doing?
I'm going to cast. I assume I can hold Rafina with one arm.
Rafina,
so I
yeah.
can, so I can use an arm for casting. I'm going to cast Magic Missile.
Cool.
But it
You sound
it
like you're asking.
It doesn't look like magic. Well, it's the first time I've ever cast Magic Missile oh. in this game.
Okay.
It doesn't look like Magic Missile, though.
What does it look like, Will?
It looks like he raises his hand up like this, and it looks like humanoid shadows dart at the... Ooh. Lady, and they each stab her once. Just like it's like a shadow. It's like almost like you can't see. Yeah, yeah. Mo would be a big fan. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like the faintest of shadows. Like if you weren't looking, you wouldn't necessarily see it. Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
Okay.
Give me a d20 because you're casting a sorcerer spell.
Okay.
Listen, guys, I'm remembering.
Is that really what it is?
Okay. Yeah. D20. Every time you cast a sorcerer spell, you have to roll a d20. If I guess I can make you do it if I want, but I'm making you.
12.
It's not a 20. Continue.
All right. So,
so yeah, if anybody's unfamiliar with Magic Missile, they automatically hit.
Woo woo.
And they each do 1d4 plus 1 force damage. Did you say what level you cast it at?
I did not. I'm going to cast it at... How does she look? Like, they've been hitting her. Does she look, like, bloody or anything?
A little bit. Not much.
Oh, dang.
She looks rather hale still.
I'm only using this spell because it's a guaranteed hit. I'm worried with my Eldritch Blast I might not hit. So I'll cast it at just, like, a level 2. This is level 2, right? Level 2. So I get an additional 1.
Great.
So, all right.
So 44s, please. We have to do the math ourselves. We have to add 1 to all of these, you guys.
Lame.
All right, so you rolled a 1, a 1, a 2, and a 1. So
that was the worst, you guys. It's because it's his first time with his spell.
So
it's kind of weak.
9 damage.
The shadows are kind of falling. They're like, I don't know what we're doing. This is the first time. This is the gas. They're only stabbing her toes, so it's not helping. Sorry, guys.
Her toes.
They just fall. Like, all of these shadows just came out of existence. I created them, and then they just, they didn't really do their jobs very well.
Did
Damn
you say,
it!
I'm sorry, did you describe how big they are?
Like humanoid okay. side. Like it's like, you know, it's like cronies stabbing someone.
I just didn't know if they were like little tiny guys.
No, not little tiny guys.
It's because the word dart, it makes me think of little things.
But like there are various species. Like there could be a halfling one. Oh. But I don't think I know any tiny people like that. Do I know? Are there creatures in the world that would like hang out with me as
know.
A regular
Who would
person?
Hang out with Will?
Who would hang out? Nobody. No. Are there creatures no. in the world that would hang out with me? No.
Nope.
City creatures? No. Forest creatures? No. Strong female dragonborn. Forest.
Definitely not.
Dwellers. Apparently.
That's so funny. All right. Cool. My pathetic spell. I'm like, why did I experiment right now? I should have just done Eldritch Blast, my go-to spell for the past 3 weeks.
What are these shadow tricks that are stabbing my toes? So yeah, this
go
is
go for
that.
Under the toenail.
Ooh, yeah, I should have.
That's I'll screamed right in your face, Bathwack, as you stagger back after being blasted by a little bit of lightning. But yeah, you're still on your feet and. Staring down at this gaping maw of teeth. What else are you doing?
Yeah. Time to do a little stabby of my own.
Stab, stab, ooh. Stab.
So cast Thunderous Might as a bonus action.
Mm-hmm. I bet you that has an audible component too. What do you think?
Yeah,
Abby?
It does.
What do you think Thunderous Smite sounds like?
Oh, it yes. definitely
time for
does.
Some dolorous sounds. Ooh, that was a different note that time, you guys. Did you notice?
I don't know notes.
Yeah, I don't know notes, Eric. Just, I don't know notes.
I don't know notes.
You guys have heard my recaps. I don't know notes.
All right. So, yeah, I'm just going to try to do two attacks.
Okay.
Yeah,
great.
She's adjacent. Yeah, so let's just do it.
Let's do it.
Right,
Abby, you look like you have antennas
her.
When you're thinking
yeah,
you're
that's
behind
true.
Them.
Make me do your leader.
What kind of creature are you?
There's first
of cosmos.
Yeah.
The first attack is that's is oof. That a 10 to hit?
It is. Bam, you rolled bummer. A 2. That ooh, does
that's
not
terrible.
Hit. Yep.
All right, well, I get one more attack.
You swing and a coin shifts under you just right at the worst second.
Oh, man.
Aww. Stupid coin.
Oh, all right, well, let's try again.
Okay, that's better.
Nice, there we go.
All right, so that one does hit.
Great, so the Thunderous Smite. Your weapon rings with thunder that's audible within 300 feet.
We heard that.
And
oh,
it
God,
does
we're
an
all
additional...
deafened. We're in this, like, metal canister.
It does an extra 2d6 damage.
I need to and, remember that when you to... cast that while you're sneaking into someplace or something like
yeah.
that. So
it's a DC 16 strength saving throw, or she gets knocked away from me and down.
Okay. So go ahead and roll your thunder damage. I'll roll my...
Yeah, let me figure it out. Save. So the damage from the normal attack is here.
Okay. Is it all of that? 8 plus 1? Is the are both of those, do both of those apply?
Yeah, 8. And then I'm going to do something else, which is going to make this even cooler. Worse. But let me roll the 2d6 first.
Okay.
So this is the thunder damage.
6.
And then I'm going to use a level 3 spell slot. So that I can use the Divine Smite. It says upon hitting a creature with a melee weapon, I can expend a spell slot and deal another 4d8 radiant damage.
Wow. Okay. So another 12. Right. So we got 9 base plus 6 from your thunder plus 12. That's 27, I think, if my math serves me well. In this instance,
I type that in.
Yes,
it's plus 12 plus 8 plus 1.
And she rolled a 14, but she is not very strong, so she does fly backwards.
Oof.
She doesn't just get pushed, she gets knocked backwards through the air and lands on her back right in the center of a coin, right on the monkey.
Good.
Right on the monkey.
Right yeah. on our old
right
monkey.
On the monkey.
Right between Canada and dollars.
Oh my Canada.
All right. Okay. Yeah, and this thunder does, it's very loud in this, you know what I'm gonna say? I need everybody to give me a constitution saving throw.
I gave him that idea, you guys. I'm the worst.
Constitution.
Plus 7 for all you lucky folks that are next to me.
That would be a 27 for me then.
Oh, saving throw. Oh no, I did the right one. For once.
Nice.
All right. 20,
oh, wait,
15,
Constitution.
21, 17.
Not going to help you now.
And Mo 24. Needs to roll as well. All right. You're all fine.
Yeah. We all rolled really nice.
Yeah. It would have been 2 damage. So.
Oh. Well,
if anybody wants to take it for the cool factor.
Why wouldn't you just tell us?
Yeah. Wait.
No, thanks.
Everyone raise your hands if you can still hear me.
Wait, no, I don't want to take that damage.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right.
I had an idea, but then it went away because that's not a good idea. So.
Oh, that was a dirty, nasty trick you did to me. She says, sounds a little bit winded.
That was pretty fun, wasn't it? I thought so.
And she turns over and she places her palm, looks like very deliberately, on the center of the coin that she's laying on. She looks like she's kind of getting to her feet, but as she does, you feel, everybody feels that standing on a coin, Will and Rafina don't, you feel the coins rumble underneath.
Uh-oh.
You guys can hear it though, and the coins sort of are shifting around a little bit.
Uh-oh.
And then I'm gonna
this is like the point in the video game where like you've hit the boss enough times that they turn red and they move twice as fast.
Yeah. Or they change into something else. Turn into a Balrog or something.
So yeah, you That's feel right. the coins rumble, and then from the very center of the cauldron, you see them shifting and moving.
Oh no.
They start sort of gathering together.
Uh-oh.
And then forming out of these coins towering above you. Is this construct made completely of gold?
Oh my god.
It is a Balrog.
Oh.
Wow. A Goldlum.
A Goldlum,
yeah. High five.
I'm out. Have fun, guys.
Yeah. Good luck. Oh, yikes.
Dang it.
We'll see how you like this trick. And then actually, it's the Goldlum's turn.
Goldlum.
What? It's not fair. You can't have a turn already.
Come at me, bro.
This isn't Gloomhaven rules. Things that are summoned can happen in that same, that can act in the same round. They don't have to wait till the next round. So this golem stomps over and its gold feet ring against the gold coins below.
Yikes.
In a very sonorous and toneful manner. It's almost as if we can hear it.
Oh, I'm on it.
I'm keeping Abby awake.
Yeah, it's marching, guys. Mm-hmm. I can hear
That's
it.
Awesome.
And
it's
raises
too pretty for it.
It raises its gold coin hands above its head, and it slams them down, one on Mo and one on Gwen. And I just close roll 20, so that's not good. I guess you guys are safe. I closed roll 20, so.
Yeah, it doesn't hit.
All right, so let's see here. I'll just roll it not there while that loads. So Mo, does a natural 20 hit you? Yes, it does.
Nice.
And Gwen, does a 21 hit you?
Yes.
Okay. Aww. So let's roll the damage in chat so you all can see it. So each of you takes this much. 17 bludgeoning damage. And Mo takes an additional 24 because of the crit. So that is 41 to Mo. Mo collapses to the ground.
Oh, no.
Okay, well,
Oh, no.
Gwen.
Really?
Motionless on the ground, yes.
Motionless. Not funny. Not funny.
It is funny.
Poor Mo.
Gwen turns around and takes a look at this golem.
Mm-hmm.
And you start to smell like the smell of a singed creme brulee. Because this guy's about to get a hellish rebuke.
Ooh.
All right.
As a reaction to taking the damage.
Hell yeah.
All right. Rebuke him.
Okay. Needs to do a dexterity saving throw. And this is fifth level.
Wow.
So it's going to be 6d10. So he either takes 6d10 or half as much if he
all right, so nice. Dex save. This thing is not dexterous at all. So.
Excellent.
What's your DC? Is it 16 like everybody else?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, he does save. Oh, 18 man. Minus 1, 17.
Well, that's okay. He takes half damage.
Yep,
then.
So give us your damage. So,
10d6.
No, I thought it was 6d10.
6d10, yes. Don't ignore that. Ignore that.
We'll see which is more. It'd be interesting.
Yeah, that would be
interesting. Yeah. 6d10.
Those are pretty good six rolls.
Yeah.
Ah,
hey, it's still pretty. That's
great, especially for a reaction. Yeah, yeah. 16. Yeah. Was it fire damage?
Yeah, it's fire. It it's creme brulee damage.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
So he actually takes 32 damage. The flames roar around him, and you can see that the gold that he's made of melt a little bit.
Whoa! Nice.
Wait, he takes double damage from that?
No, mm-hmm. half.
But then he took.
Oh, but he took the double because mm-hmm. it's flame. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh. Gwen right. just got really happy.
Yeah.
Also, he seems vulnerable to fire.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
So yeah, now you're facing a molten gold golem. yeah, Gwen, so it's actually your turn. So you just got smashed on the head with the gold coin hand and turned around and went, rah, and fire shot out of your eyes or some shit.
It's like the Godzilla. It's like the Godzilla sparks, like.
So yeah.
Yes. You know what I mean? Like when it's like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So what are you doing?
So Gwen gets really excited because she sees that this guy just seems to not like fire. So she takes a deep breath and she lets out her delicious cinnamon-smelling breath weapon, which happens to be fire, as a gold dragonborn.
Nice.
Cool. All right, so another dex saving throw, looks like.
Yes.
Okay, so let's see here. Not very dexterous at all. He does not succeed on that one.
Okay.
It doesn't look like he even tries. He just stands there.
So this is 4d6 fire damage, though.
Cool.
Oh, my. I had too many drinks today. Okay.
Funny juices. All right.
Oh, God.
All right.
So that's 11.
Okay. So he takes 22 fire damage.
Nice.
As your breath washes over him. Gross.
Yeah.
It's cinnamony. Cinnamon. It smells delightful.
Fireball whiskey.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a fireball whiskey sort of like cinnamon and whiskey deliciousness.
Is that accurate right now, Denise?
No. I was having a couple Moscow mules.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, they're so good. They have mint. I
have to learn.
And
it's vodka and ginger.
Yeah, real ginger beer, but there's mint in it too.
And crushed lime.
Mint. KT and lime. Made me one once. Yeah.
They're amazing.
And ice cubes.
Yeah.
And ice cubes.
So, I can't drink lime.
Yeah, all lime. Things that he won't put in his drinks.
No ice, no lime.
But
no,
vodka is good.
No titties.
Ginger beer is good.
That's just another Jackbox reference.
Yeah,
did we ever explain that one? Corn husks, no probably. Titties, which was like
you're
the last
in love with
thing.
It.
It's so funny because I still, to this day, like every time we reference that, I turn to Eric and I go, Alex didn't really mean to say that, right? Like that was a random answer. Like corn husks, no titties. Alex doesn't say things like that. It's so funny. He's like, no, because he ran out of time. He couldn't delete it. He said, no, titties. And I'm like, still, Alex saying titties is the funniest thing I've ever heard.
And on that note, Mo's going to make his first death saving throw.
No. Shoot.
succeeds.
Oh, good.
All right.
But we don't know that, so.
No, you don't. All right, cool. You just see him bleeding out on the coins.
Yeah.
He said he was fine.
He did say he was fine. Yeah, Rafina, you remember him saying that before he collapsed to the ground. There's this goopy gold golem down below smashing your friends. Will still got one arm around you. He let go with one arm to cast a spell. So
yeah.
I don't know how.
But he's hanging on to the knot where my socks are tied together. So it's like a handle.
And then I realize that I'm hanging on to it. I'm like, and then I drop you.
All right, 12.7 feet.
I don't know what I thought that was, but that's worse.
I'm not getting a wedgie with this.
What are you doing?
Well, I've noticed this flame exchange.
Hold on. Yes, sorry, hello? Can we take a 2-minute break?
Uh-oh.
2-minute break.
Yes.
Why?
Just 2 minutes.
Yes.
Okay.
Because.
Quick pee break?
I have to run to the bathroom.
Yeah.
That's why.
Okay.
That's fine.
Okay.
I drank that.
Oh, okay.
Just go in the bottle.
Yeah, seriously.
Wait, sit right there.
Never mind, keep
go
going.
In the bottle.
Never mind, keep going.
So whose turn did Alex interrupt? Was it?
Mine.
It was yours, yeah.
Yeah, so I noticed this exchange involving flame.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try my luck again with Sacred Flame.
Okay. Still at level one. You want to bump it up at all?
Well, it's not level one because it's a cantrip, right?
Oh, it is? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
right.
It is.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, but the damage just goes up automatically because you're higher level. Okay.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yep. And it's a dex save throw, so... He is, again, not very dexterous, so let's do this. Not good enough, Goldum!
Take that, Goldlum.
All right, so that says 2d8, but I need to update that. It should be 3d8. You get to roll one more d8.
Oh, okay.
1d8 more. Oh, nice. Got a 7 plus 5, so 12 times 2, 24 damage from Sacred Flame.
Yes.
Woohoo! Hang on to me, Will. Just a little bit longer.
What about Mo? What about Mo?
He said he's fine, but don't worry. I'm going to heal him.
He said he's
What's
fine.
What's the initiative order? What's the initiative order again?
Just generally, or what do you mean? Like, what do you want
to
know?
Like,
Rafina's now, and then...
And then Will.
Will, then you.
Okay.
But yeah, Will.
All right.
Your friends are melting this goldum while...
Yeah, but I don't have any powers like that.
Forella is looking on, still slavering over all of you. It looks like she's eyeing Mo.
On the ground,
Oh, well,
right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm going I'm going to cast... Jeez Louise, I don't have battle-y spells. I'm going to cast Polymorph.
Roll a d20.
13.
Okay, not a 20. Go on.
You have to do
It's a wisdom save.
Yeah, wisdom save.
And
it's
who
a
are you casting
save.
It on?
On her.
Okay.
Is that not cool?
There are two targets.
No, I'm not bothering with everyone's attacking the golem, and Will's like, I don't want to forget about this asshole over here. So I'm going to cast Polymorph if I can.
Great. So let's see here. What's your DC? Is it 16?
I think so.
All right. So Forella succeeds against your Polymorph spell.
You feel
as if she is rather resistant to that effect.
Jeez, she's probably pretty wise.
Yeah. This sucks, man. Guys, I'm not going to be useful at all.
Hey, you picked Rafina up.
Yay.
Yeah, and Rafina was useful by killing half the party.
Yeah, you guys are doing great up there.
Mo probably wouldn't be dead now.
Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly. So I killed Mo is really what's going to happen at the end of this. Everyone's going to blame me. Will, why'd you kill Mo?
You going to fly anywhere different? You sticking up there at your 12.7 feet?
I think can I have asked? Well, I did say to her, I did draw attention to Mo, but can I be like, do you want to get down or stay up?
I'm sticking with you.
Okay, then I'm just gonna 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 over there across the cauldron so that we're not all in one little group. Hopefully, if they have an attack that is a ranged attack, it only affects one of the groups. That's all I can do.
Okay. So, Bathwack, you see Will furrow his brow and go, Nothing happens. Yep. Then he flies away. Yep. What are you doing?
He's pooping.
So with one action, I can stabilize him, but I can't heal him at the same time. That takes two rounds, right?
You're healing, I think. You don't have to stabilize first. If you have healing, you can just do that.
Oh, all right, good.
He's yeah. not actually all right, well then, dead.
Stabilizing dead. Would be something like someone who doesn't have access to healing would be able to do.
Yeah, like I could go do that.
But
you have healing, so that you it'd be more efficient for you to just skip that and just go straight to giving him some hit points.
I'm going to move up sort of next to Mo, but away from the golem, kind of closer to the leprechaun.
Goldblum. It's Jeff Goldblum. It's Jeff Goldblum. Can we just be friends with him and call him Jeff Goldblum?
You could try. Maybe.
All right, good.
He's melting.
That's what I'm doing my next turn. He's going to upload
the computer virus and crash the leprechaun.
Yeah. Come on, one of us has got to be Will Smith. Hey, I'm Will! Will Smith!
You are Will.
We'll be the perfect partnership. All right. Let's do this.
Come and on. Then I guess I'm going to kneel down and touch Mo and heal him for, I don't know.
Kneel down and touch Mo.
Reach out. I'm going to reach out and touch Mo.
Hey, why aren't you using your Putin
I was going to say, that has a really sick Vast track, that song.
I don't know where the notes are yet, guys. So
it's got to be the lowest one, though. Yeah. The first one has to be the lowest one.
Kneel down and touch Mo. So funny.
Oh, all right, God. That's your so task great. For the next time we play is you have to write that and yeah. figure out what the notes are for it. That'll yeah. be the recap.
All right, I'm going to put little post-it notes with the note names.
Yeah, you nice. Have to write it for yeah. the rav drum, though. You do.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I meant.
There's only six
it's cheating
six
if
notes,
you use
guys.
The piano.
So is that your action or is that a bonus action? I don't know what you use to heal him.
I think it's an action, but let me check.
Man, I forgot about bonus.
Rafina's yeah, got a bunch action. Of those that heal too.
Damn. I do.
Oh, so bad it's a bonus action. I can cast lightning on all of you.
So did you confirm it is an action?
That's Alex? An action. Okay. So that's my turn.
Got it. Okay.
Oh wait, I can still cast bonus spells. Let me just see if it's worth doing.
As you do that, Mo's eyes flutter open and he looks up at you and he says, "Still thinks to stab?"
Aww.
Absolutely, Mo. Absolutely. You haven't missed anything.
And a lot of your view is obscured by Bathwack. Not really, but I'm just saying this for dramatic effect. You see a dagger just raise up into the air.
Oh, and he gets shot by a lightning bolt again.
Yeah, there's some errant electricity still coursing through.
Poor Mo.
Is that it?
Sorry, I have a question. It's a technical one.
Okay.
I had Shield of Faith cast, which requires concentration. And then I cast Thunderous Smite, which requires concentration.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think my shield is down,
correct.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then I might as well cast Searing Smite now.
Okay.
Just to prepare.
Cool.
I guess I have to cast it at... I have to use a level 2 spell slot to do it. It's fine. Okay, done.
Okay. All right. So yeah, you've reached down and touched Mo, and Farella looks over at you and goes... Do you still want me to eat you? Rhetorical question! And she jumps at you.
Nice. All right.
Oh, that was fun.
All right. So
this next part's not going to be fun.
Numbers here, okay. Sees your radiator disappear.
Yeah, going to be much easier to hit now.
21 to hit.
Yep, hit.
Okay. She, jumps at you and latches on with her teeth and just starts digging into you.
Yikes.
That does 13 piercing damage, and you have disadvantage on your next d20 roll.
Oh, no.
And she says, through your skin. I feel luckier already.
Oh my god.
Oh jeez, weirdo.
And then the gold golem,
Jeff Goldblum.
Yep. Lifts up its hands and smashes them down again on Mo and Gwen.
Oh no.
Ah, how's he still doing anything?
For real.
Okay.
Oh, just wait.
So this one is for Mo. And this one is for Gwen. A 29 and a 25. I'm pretty sure both of those hit.
Yeah, that hits.
So that would be 3d8 plus 6, 20 bludgeoning damage.
Whew.
Jeez. Ouch.
Technically, it would have had advantage on Mo. I guess I should roll again just in case it crits.
Oh, no.
Nope, not a crit. Phew, okay.
Jeez.
And yeah, so Gwen, you take another coin punch to the face. Mo is awake, but down, and is now not doing very well again, but he's still awake. Mm-hmm. And Ferella has her teeth dug into Bathwack's body. What are you doing?
Okay, guys, this is not cool.
Yeah. Am I restrained or anything by this, or I'm just bit?
You don't feel like you would be. Yeah, you're not restrained or slowed or anything like that. Like I said, you get disadvantage on your next attack or roll of D20 roll.
I'm going to... Okay, can I ask a stupid question?
No!
Is radius like half the circle? Like half the circle?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
This is a 30 radius... cauldron.
Okay.
30-foot radius cauldron.
I hadn't counted that yet.
Okay, because I'm just trying to see if I could do a 10-foot radius circle and just hit the goldlum and not hit anyone else.
The goldlum.
I think so. Yeah, you could.
Okay, yeah. So Gwen is going to cast... a delicious s'mores-smelling flame strike.
Ooh.
On the goldlum.
There's no paper around, no magic paper, no fortune to destroy. Why would you do that?
So a paper factory to burn down. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. So that looks like a dexterity saving throw.
Yes.
He doesn't like all these.
Oh.
It's a 14, which I don't think succeeds.
No, it does not.
Yes.
So then it's 46 fire and 46 radiant.
So 46 fire and 46 radiant. Oh, there it is. Okay. So that's 16 fire and 14 radiant, but that's actually 32 fire.
Oh, yes.
So that's 46 total damage.
Holy crap.
That's a lot.
Don't mess with Gwen and her friends.
Aww.
So yeah, he...
That's right.
He
she
looks
thinks
very...
she has friends.
He looks very melty and goopy. And also, in this circle now, all of that is now hazardous terrain. Because
all
molten gold.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Molten.
Well, he should be falling into it like, oh, no.
He
like the Terminator.
Into it and starts throwing
he falls
it at you.
In. The last thing you see is a thumbs up
a
going
gold
down.
Up.
Yeah.
A gold coin up.
A gold thumbs up. Yeah.
And then as a bonus action, going to use healing light on myself. I'm going to use 4 die from that. And I'm really assuming that Cowl is on my shoulders as usual or within 100 feet of me. Because then that means that all the healing light are just, they're sixes.
Whoa.
So I'm going to gain back. What's 4 times 6? 32.
Nope.
Nice.
24.
I'm gaining back 24 hit points.
But you were close.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You were close. All righty. What does Gwen healing herself look like? Have we ever seen Gwen heal herself?
No. I don't think so.
Is it just Cowl licking you?
Yeah, Cowl just starts licking me, and it just you get the smell of like candy apples, like the red candy apples, the good candy apple, like the delicious.
What are the bad
like
ones?
the ones that have caramel on them?
I love caramel.
I guess
caramel
those would be a caramel
apples.
Apple, not a caramel. I've seen blue caramel ones too. It's
ew,
the red candy apples.
Blue. I have never heard.
What, blue raspberry
it's like
bullshit?
A meth, yeah, a meth apple.
It's a Breaking Bad candy apple.
It's a Breaking Bad candy apple.
Pharrella says, "What are you doing to my gold?" And she waves her hand over her head.
Uh-oh.
And there's this rainbow.
Oh, is
appears
it like a rainbow the way
yeah
you did that?
It is, yeah, yes. And yeah, actually where her arm goes, uh-oh, a rainbow appears.
Yeah.
But like all the colors are inverted.
Oh, weird.
And I need
oh
everybody to make a constitution saving throw.
Okay, oh, but if our character is a member of the LGBTQ community, aren't I immune? Come on. All right.
Behind every storm is a rainbow waiting to shine.
Yep.
And hopefully this is shining nicely on us.
Yeah, this better not be anything.
So Rafina gets an 8. Bathwack gets a 6.
Oh,
13. Natural 20!
Nice.
I am! LGBTQ character! Woo! Immune to rainbow badness.
That was fabulous.
It was fucking fabulous. Natural 20, 26. No rainbows can ever hurt Will, ever.
Nope. That's all right.
So Rafina and Bathwack, you both take 10 necrotic damage.
But I'm being held by powerful rainbow defying Will, right?
That's true. You also yeah take 10 necrotic damage.
Damn it!
Gwen,
I rolled a natural 20,
Gwen,
though.
You take
I couldn't
5
do anything
necrotic aww damage, and Will, you take 0 necrotic damage.
Yeah, but
you
what's
said
the
10,
benefit
right
of rolling a 20?
Fine, you want to take 5 and Rafina
no
takes 5?
I want... Yes.
What?
Yeah.
Aww.
Yes.
There you go.
Oh, I feel bad.
I just want to no point out that everyone has been saving Rafina, and Rafina lightninged us.
Yes. That's why I saved Rafina, Bathwack. I mean...
Oh, and Mo, unfortunately,
no,
rolled.
Dang it.
Oops, not that. That's not what he rolled.
That was great. Oh,
that's
no
what he rolled.
Oh, crap.
And it, what is that?
Oh no.
And he passes out.
Oh goodness.
Oh, crap.
Oh.
He dead again.
He keeps getting smashed by gold things.
Yeah.
And terrible rainbows. And it is his turn, so he gets to make a death saving throw. So let's roll another one. Hopefully he doesn't get a 1 this time.
Oh no.
Oh, he's got a fail. That is his first failure.
Uh-oh.
Remember that. I certainly will. Rafina, you saw this weird rainbow, but Will kind of covered your eyes. And yeah, Mo's passed out again. There's this bubbling circle of gold beneath you, part of which is this bubbling golem of gold.
Dude, yeah, there was a glitter. I gotta admit, there's a glitter cloud that goes up in front of us and it fucking dispels the light. And that's how I deflect it.
Okay.
And I don't even know why. I don't even know why it happened.
But it did.
It just happened. It was natural. Natural rainbow defense. Uh-huh. You can't take that shit away from me. I am excited that I rolled a natural 20 for that. Mm-hmm. That is appropriate.
I'm not taking it
that
away from
the
you.
The fates sealing their approval. Sealing their approval. Right. Stamping
sealing
the seal
away
of approval.
Sealing their approval
sealing
away.
Sealing it away. No. All right.
What's Mo's hit point, Max?
You don't know.
I'm not allowed to know?
Mm-mm.
Well, how do I know if I restore more than half?
What?
Huh?
What's how? What is how is it relevant? I don't know the
why
spell.
Why does it matter?
Because I'm going to do an action where I can restore a number of hit points equal to 5 times my cleric level divided among any creatures within 30 feet of me.
Mm. Okay. Then I guess you would have to know inherent to that, wouldn't you?
Well, I
half,
guess you could just tell
half
me
is 21
at what point. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Given that I am a 11th level cleric, right?
Yes.
And 11 times 5 is 55.
Yes.
So he gets 21 of those.
Okay.
Who else is desperate? Bathback's pretty desperate. And Gwen also has... No, you. Gwen healed herself.
I healed a little bit.
A little bit? So
the golem is desperate.
Yeah. What are the divisions like when you say like bloodied or blah blah blah?
In fourth edition, bloodied was half.
Bathwack is not bloodied then.
Oh, that's right. We had that almost on that one time where like you had that special sheet, that special page that showed us what everyone was. Okay. Now I'd never seen those designations before. All right. So Mo gets 21. And then I have 34 left. So I'm gonna split that into doesn't divide evenly by three, dag nabbit. All right.
All right, who's your favorite?
I am. No, I'm going to take 10. Bathwack's going to get 12 and Gwen gets 12.
Gracias.
My pleasure. Sorry about the lightning, dudes.
Okay. Was that an action, a bonus action?
It's an action.
Okay.
But I also have a bonus. I could do a bonus action, right? On top
you could.
Of that.
Yeah, if you got one.
I'm chock full of bonus actions.
Chocolate full.
Bonus action.
Yummy.
I think healing word is.
Yeah, healing word is. And I'm wondering if I can heal Mo more.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. The only That'd one that's good. Restricted by Mo half is that really one you helpful. Were just doing.
Yeah, but I don't think this one is restricted in that way, right?
It is not. Nope.
Okay, very good. So let's do that.
Okay.
So I'm going to cast it at fourth level.
Oof.
No, I lied. Third level, because I want to hang on to some of those. sorry, Mo. I still love you.
I love you, but not that much.
All right. So 3d4 plus 4. So 13. And then thanks to your luck life domain, he and you both get an extra 3 hit
Yay!
Points. So 7, 13. So he gets 16. He's almost up to full.
Excellent.
The dagger goes right back up into the air again. It's ready. It'll be a little while. So, Will, you feel all this healing energy radiate out from with it. Radiator.
Yeah.
From within your embrace.
I am going to cast Eldritch Blast, but I'm going to quicken it. So if I'm reading this right, like I can cast it and then cast it again if I use two sorcery points, because I can make it a bonus action.
Yes. One as a bonus action and one as an action.
So I can cast it twice.
That's true.
Quickened. All right. There we go.
Track your points.
I am. Don't worry. I know.
Don't cheat.
Why do you think I'm a cheater? You suddenly started saying that a lot. You're like, make sure. You're
actually using your sorcery points.
Yeah, so Eldritch Blast. So I have to just click it twice.
Where are you casting them?
Oh, at the freaking leprechaun. I am. Okay. That's my... No, I'm mad.
You're like mad at me?
No, I'm mad at the leprechaun. I've done that before where I'm like, at this freaking thing, and you're like, okay. Like, I'm mad at you. I'm mad at the thing.
I'm going to put on my shades.
Those are so cool. Your eye exam shades.
Listen, just cast it wherever you want. Oh, I don't care. Go for it. Let's see what you got.
All right. Yeah. One.
Click it a bunch of times.
Two.
You get 6 of them.
3. Oh my God, come on.
5 and 6. Okay, so we've got 19, 18, 13, 13, 21, 26. So 4 of those hit, and it automatically rolled your damage for them. So that's 4 plus 10 plus 5 plus 3. I should have added those as I was going. 14,
22.
19, 22, yeah.
Yeah. That's Will getting very irritated that nothing he's done so far has done a tiny amount of good. So he's like,
blast her with those. And she dislodges her teeth from your best friend.
Yeah.
And stumbles back onto the coins.
Good.
And she looks up and says, I'll get you for that.
That's what I do.
Everybody, it's a witch. Get it. All right, so Bathwack, it's your turn. What are you doing about that witch flying up in the sky?
Shut up.
Sorry, just a second. I was trying to figure out if Rafina's still warded. Makes an attack or casts a spell that affects an enemy creature. Yes.
Yeah. She hasn't done that yet. Guys, Bathwack's dead.
Dead.
He's just looking at this bite wound.
I'm dead. Oh,
something hit me.
Yeah, something hit me. That's impossible.
My armor class is way too high for that.
It's like he's like Captain Hammer at the end of Dr. Horrible, and he's like, this is supposed to be like what pain feels like. Oh, mommy. This never hit.
I'm going to breathe on you, Leprechaun.
Oh, I forgot about that.
So much breath going on in here.
Let me smell your breath. Maybe it smells as weird as the rest of y'all.
Make sure that Mo is not in the cone.
Yeah, you're fine.
I'll sort of point just the side of Mo, but totally on the leprechaun. Yeah.
Okay. Dex save, I think.
Constitution.
Fail. 10 does not succeed. So that's 14.
14 damage and poisoned.
Poisoned.
I don't know what that means.
It means poisoned.
That's a condition. Disadvantage on attack rolls and ability checks.
It's just never worked before. Disadvantage on, yep. Yeah.
Okay. So let's see. 14 damage there. I don't feel so good. This doesn't feel lucky at all. But I said I was going to get you first. I don't know what to do. She says, pointing up at Will. I know. And she is going to cast Otto's Irresistible Dance on you, Will.
Oh, no. I'm getting dropped.
What kind of saving throw? I bet I need what? Wisdom?
Let's see here.
God.
There isn't one.
Really?
You begin a comic dance in place. What? Shuffling, tapping your feet, and capering.
In the air?
Do I do it with Rafina? Am I dancing because I'm holding her? I'm just dancing around?
Nope.
Just me? Do I drop her?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh!
You may use all your movement to dance without leaving your space.
But I... Oh, man.
But we're so good at dancing together. I feel like we should get a bone. We should get
Listen.
Advantage. I have a double coupon, DM.
Yeah. I don't see it.
It expired last year, too. Both reasons.
All right.
I love that Rafina could just be up there holding Will's hands, not realizing that it's completely involuntary.
Yeah.
It's like, this is great.
Fine, that's too cool, but you have to give me a save. Give me a dexterity saving throw, Rafina.
I love
DC
it.
DC 15 to hold on before he lets
we
go.
We broke him.
All right. God
a
damn
dexterity
it.
Dexterity save.
No, see, the rule of cool. The I know. Rule of cool is always what it should apply. Oh, no.
No.
How about we start doing it and I fling her? Because she thought we were just doing it, and then I just fling her away.
You spin her across the floor.
But I'm aware that I'm doing it, right? Uh-huh. Am I just thinking I'm supposed to be dancing, or am I
no,
like, cognitively?
No, it doesn't affect your mind.
Okay,
yeah,
so
just
I'm horrified.
Your motor skills.
I'm like horrified as I throw her uh-huh. away. Like,
there we go.
No!
Yep. And since you're just over 10 feet high, you're going to take 2d6 bludgeoning damage as you fall.
Man, I'm
so
sorry.
That's 8 bludgeoning damage.
Don't apologize. Dang. 8 bludgeoning damage. And I say, bye, Will, you've got great moves!
All right. And yeah, then she is going to... She's not actually going to move. She's going to stay where she is.
Oh, she's the worst.
She's confident.
So so I land directly below where Will is doing the jig.
Yeah. You want to pick an adjacent one so we can actually see you? It's fine.
Yeah.
There we go. All right. And so the golem has its turn, and it's going to take some damage from the ground that it's standing on.
Yeah, the pool of hot, molten gold lava. Gold lava.
Glava.
Glava.
All right, so it takes 12 damage, and then it lifts its hands up in the air, and it slams them down on Mo and Gwen.
Oh, my
no!
God.
Why is he such a jerk?
All right, so there's Mo's. And there's Gwen's. 23 for Mo, and the rolls
a... one for Gwen!
This on Gwen.
Ew!
All right, so Mo takes...
Oh, jeez.
20 just, bludgeoning damage.
I just fixed that guy.
Oh, wait, I forgot. He actually has advantage because Mo is prone. I should roll another d20 just to see if he crits.
No. Stop it.
Whose you got to dance in midair. Oh, God, so close.
Jeez.
Not closer. Quite.
Yeah.
And then it is going to lumber around to get out of the fire zone, the molten gold zone.
It is 11 it now. Takes some... You wanted me to tell you that. So if you wanted to do something more theatrical there or
that's the end of the round. Okay. So the golem, as it's stomping around, I mean, its feet are a little soft, but they're still sort of resonating against the coins beneath him as he is lumbering. Very pleasing. There we go.
Little atmosphere.
Yep. And... And yeah, these tones are resonating through the cauldron, and we're going to go back up to the top of the round and see who's going to bite the gold in this
Yikes.
Fight.
Yeah.
I mean, Rafina already did. No, wait, I did for her.
No, I made you do it.
Yeah. So maybe that's foreshadowing, and it's going to be me, but we're going to find out next time on Pork Fried Dice.
Oh, man.
Oh, the fight.
We haven't even killed one of them yet. This sucks. Dang.
Clearly powerful.
Yeah.
As are we.
I just somehow remember that I cast Searing Smite. Hopefully we're
here. Let's put it. Okay. Bathwack cast Searing Smite. I'll put it
that's
in the chat.
We have a persisting chat. That's right.
And then there was something else too that I wanted to remember. Failed one death save.
Yeah, that's not
no,
good.
But then he got all his things back.
Yeah,
he
but that persists through the day.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He also passed one as well. If you're
he passed two,
do you keep the passes or just the fails?
No, it's just you can't fail three times or whatever.
Oh,
I think.
No.
Maybe I'm remembering.
Oh,
that
that's
wrong.
Really scary. He could really die.
All right, well, listen. We don't care about us. We care about Mo.
Yeah, we're all going to die to save this NPC, and then Eric has to do the rest of the campaign just as Mo by himself talking to himself.
Oh, no, you're right. On your third success, you become failure. I'm wrong on all this. The number is reset to zero when you regain any hit points.
That's what I thought.
For some reason, I remember that wrong.
That's what I thought, too.
Phew. Okay. I'm glad you looked.
I was like, what kind of D&D are y'all playing?
Was it like third edition or are you just completely
I don't know. I just maybe made that up like I did my crit rule that I just keep now.
All right. Well, what Who do cares? You prefer? The real rules
no, it's fine.
Or the fake rules?
Never
that
mind.
You fake up.
Mo is okay, but prone.
For now.
Dagger.
But prone.
I am dancing. In the air.
It's true. You have to remember that too. Bathwack is not Radiator.
Bathwack casts Searing Eat Me. Bathwack is not a Radiator. Is not. No Mo Lightning. I like it. We're just finishing our conversation in the chat. We don't need to actually say
listeners, anything. I hope you love this.
We'll just finish this in the chat. Good night,
Reach
everybody.
Reach out and touch Mo. Boom, boom, boom,
so
boom,
good.
Boom. I love it.
Man.
All right.
Well.
Belt test.
I want to be done with my belt test. I want to.
What belt are you going to get?
Yeah.
I don't volunteer for these things, I'll have you know. I don't ever want to do them.
I feel like you do a lot of them. Like, you guys are, like, moving up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or do you have to do like multiple to get belts? Or I don't know how any of it works.
We're getting our poom belts this time, which means we actually get our names on them. So
if we don't fail.
Yeah.
Have you ever failed one?
You're not. No, the teacher does not put you in unless you're ready.
Right.
And that's the important thing. Is
but
that
Alex is
going to
fail. So
yeah, probably.
Just to prove her wrong.
You can fail tomorrow.
Well, there's that possibility.
Just pretend you don't know anything. Like, where are we? What am I wearing? This is weird.
I'm totally like that at 7:30 in the morning.
That's how I would be. I don't know how you do that at 7:30.
What am I wearing? And I'm in a room full of mirrors. It's a nightmare. Oh.
Hey everyone, if you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.